Right now, of course, in Olympia, they're not talking so much about taxes and spending as they are about the loss of a colleague, a longtime veteran of the Washington State Legislature, both the House and the Senate, Doug Erickson. We've been talking about Doug. Doug is from the northernmost corner of Northwest Washington, Ferndale, Whatcom County, and again had been there since the late 1990s. Here to remember him is someone, a colleague of his in the state senate from the southwest corner, all the way down in Longview, Pacific Wakayakum counties there by the Columbia River. Jeff Wilson joins us. Jeff, thanks for making the time.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, I should tell our listeners that word had gotten out about a week ago that something was seriously wrong, that Doug Erickson had been ill with COVID and it had been reported, meaning third or fourth hand, you know, not with any, you know, credibility from firsthand accounts or secondhand accounts, that he'd been getting better. And then all of a sudden, everything went dark. The family was not responding to inquiries from friends or from legislative leaders. Said, where's Doug Erickson? How's Doug? All of a sudden, it just all went dark. And there was a flurry of speculation and rumors, as is always the case. I resisted bringing those the airwaves. And then we learn that his health had taken a terrible turn for the worst. And over the weekend, we lost Doug. He died at the age of 52. Was everyone in the state Senate stunned by this announcement, Jeff Wilson?
Absolutely. You know, Senator Erickson's passing was just a monumental shock to all of us.
By the way, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Okay, no, we're just hearing a little bit of an echo. Jeff, what does this change? Once the shock of somebody dying really in the prime of his life, what changes in Olympia as a result of Doug's loss?
Well, the major change is, you know, how do you replace somebody of all these years of stature, his efforts and his work in the legislature? I think the biggest challenge is to fill those gaps by, facing the challenges. You know, how do you do that? He was a leader and a very strong person in his beliefs, and his leadership in the Senate served us all very well.
Well, one of the things I pointed out to the listeners is that Doug Erickson, his loss is so devastating, particularly to conservatives, because he was one of the leading strategic thinkers in the Washington State Senate. Always thinking strategically, who takes his place?
Well, that's yet to be decided. We're going to be meeting here soon, and there'll be some ongoing discussions, but that just hasn't been decided yet. These are some of the things that we're all thinking about, we know we have to deal with, and it will happen soon.
The manner in which Doug's place will be taken in the Washington State Senate, I believe what happens, correct me if I'm wrong here, Senator Wilson, again, my guest, Jeff Wilson, a Republican from the Longview area, is I believe that the precinct committee officers in his legislative district nominate three names. And is it the county council? The Whatcom County Council then decides on which of those names will fulfill the remainder of his term until next November?
Well, that's correct. And that's a task that will be challenging. But we look forward to the results, because we do need to, you know, fill those shoes and move on. We're grieving, but Doug's absence left such a hole. We have to address that immediately.
My guest, Jeff Wilson, has been in the Washington State Senate since when now, Jeff?
My first freshman year was last year.
Yes, okay, and, just elected.
Very quickly.
Very good. I don't recall the last time a vet or a incumbent state legislator was lost. Have there been several legislators who have fallen seriously ill who resign and then pass on. What happens next, Jeff?
Well, again, it's one of those circumstances that is very rare indeed. As you said, he is a seated active senator, and it's not as if these rules are familiar, other procedures for such, because this is such a tragedy. What we need to do is follow the procedures that we do have in place, and there are things such as office items, and we need to deal with the family. And that's the one thing I'd like to emphasize, is the family. Our prayers will never stop going out to their grieving that they're going through right now. We ask everybody to certainly respect all of their privacy, but this is a process that will take place very soon here.
Was there any particular legislation that you think Doug would like to be most remembered for, achievements, accomplishments?
Well, over the many years of Doug's great service to us all, he put out a lot of great bills that benefit us all, and I don't know if he would have had any one favorite, but one favorite of mine is his deal in the solar incentive type legislation, and that was always odd. Being a conservative, Doug was never always the favorite of, say, the left or the progressive front. But Doug actually championed and helped the front solution.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be environmental.
Yeah, when it came to the environment and came to energy, Doug was, I guess you could say, an all of the above believer in energy. Whatever makes the most sense for generating the most energy for the least amount of money, and also supporting competition, not just from within various industries, but between various types of energy production. Not putting your finger on the scale, but supporting the generation of energy in order to keep Washington and, frankly, the country energy independent.
Yeah, Senator Erickson had a very savvy approach to energy. It's production, but really, he thought it all through on having a very diversified portfolio to our energy needs. In other words, he was thinking about everybody to have everybody's energy. He understood that we needed it, and he developed transitional strategies that we all could work with. And understanding our needs, we need that energy.
Also, part of Doug Erickson's legacy, he was one of the first Washington State elected officials to come out strongly for Donald Trump and co-chaired his campaign for president back in 2016.
Yeah, you know, and Senator Erickson was never shy about that. One of his enduring qualities, you always knew where he stood. And politically, whether he supported something or not, his stance, again, was clearly visible to all, and he was not shy about that, apologetic, and that was just part of Senator Erickson.
Jeff Wilson, it's great having you here. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sad circumstances, to be sure, but I think Jeff Wilson is basically echoing what his colleagues on both sides of the aisle are thinking. A lot of respect for Doug Erickson among his adversaries, and a lot of respect and affection from his many, many friends and supporters, including me.